T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Well, it's a sky full of stars is the name of this. It's a sky full of balloons from China right now, I guess. I'm so confused by this.
And just one.
We have image. Yeah, well, for all we know, Sue,
well, that's
maybe
true.
Just one. But this thing is bizarre. It's been making its way.
Is our balloon over there? We need to get our balloon over there. Let's goose gander.
Well, this all started moving over Canada, then Montana this morning. Then we had pictures from, I guess, Idaho into Missouri. We've had pictures now over mid-Missouri. Some folks have posted some stuff over the arch where they've seen. I haven't seen it. I went out to look and see if I could see it. I've not seen it. But I guess the most confusing part is, why the hell are we not doing something about it? Now, I've heard this theory. I shared this with Sue. Somebody chimed in on Twitter, and I don't know if this is the case or not, but I did hear some hinting toward this on some of the national coverage, that maybe this guy says it's possible that an F-18 Growler fired all the electronics on the balloon before it even crossed the coastline. Unlikely that would be reported. So maybe it's not able to do anything.
Now, that makes sense. That's the only sensible thing I've heard. Why else would we let this thing float around? It makes no sense.
Jason says, can someone please tell China that Macy's parade isn't until November? Their entry is very early. So
and it's not very creative.
But here's, no, it's kind of plain.
It really
right?
is.
They should dress it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is the case, but the way that the world is right now, obviously people's minds go to, what if it's, you know, some sort of bioweapon? Here's one question that would come to mind. I asked Sue, if we were doing this and it was floating across Beijing right now, they'd shoot that thing down right away.
And here's the thing. It was bad enough that our Secretary of State no longer wants to meet with them. That is a big deal.
Yeah,
like, if you have a meeting set
today, right?
And you're canceling the meeting, I mean, that's because you're pissed. So, you know, I mean, so if you're pissed enough to cancel the meeting with the guy, then, you know, that matters.
Abby
up
with a theme song here from the Beastie Boys. So anytime we get an update on this afternoon, we have to go to the
Beastie
Boys.
I might say 99 Luft Balloons.
Yeah.
Well, but we thought about that. I mentioned that's Nina.
That's Nina.
80s song, but that's German. You know, it's not China.
That's true.
That's where I was struggling with that. Before we get to Sue's news here, let me just briefly go back into the Brandon Bosley theme from the last hour, because we have the audio tape of what happened. So he's an alderman in the city of St. Louis, now maybe ensnared in some of these bribery things that took down other aldermen. But the story that broke on Channel 5 last night by Christine Byers is he alleged that he was carjacked in December, the 22nd of December. And then he shoots a video after that happened. And this is what he says in the video. When I finally watched this, I thought, well, this guy's an alderman. I don't know if a bunch of people could get away with, you know, just what he's doing here and just as his behavior, even no matter the circumstances. But here's what it sounded like.
This is the problem with St. Louis City. Somebody just tried to rob me from my vehicle. Acted like they was pulling a pistol out on me. Where you at?
So he's driving in the car and he kind of circles back to the woman that's in the middle of the road.
Because,
you know,
most people go to find their carjackers.
that's
normal.
Valid question.
Ooh, that's a good
See
point.
See what I'm saying? Y'all here trying to rob motherfuckers and somebody didn't hit your old dumb ass. Well, that pistol that you had.
Somebody else hit her.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and then he says, where is that pistol at that you had, right? And he shows his gun. Do you still have your gun?
No, she's lying on the street.
Yes.
In the snow.
In the snow.
And you out here trying to rob. Because that is up. I'm bothered like a motherfucker.
I'll go on a little forward here.
Somebody else hit you. How did he come up
with
that?
You right. We waiting.
So at this point, what we think is that there is a video that shows that he hit that person. That person spent 7 days in jail.
After being hit by an automobile and laying in the snow. Then he goes back. I mean, come on. Somebody else hit you? Well, how did you know that? How do you know how she got on the street, Brandon? How do you know that she was hit by a car? I mean, that's, to me, looks a little suspicious.
I say it looks more than suspicious.
But
so anyway,
you know
we'll
what? There's a video,
that
but
well.
That's not enough for the circuit attorney to issue charges. Sorry. She can't even blame the cops because it's like not even their testimony. It's not even their word. But there's a video.
But the KSTK story said that they questioned him for a long time in the aftermath of this. There has to be other information or other evidence.
Because the story doesn't hang. Okay? She's laying. He's going back to his carjacker. Who does that?
Jade, I'm not disagreeing with anything. I'm saying as far as the charges go. Are you alleging that Kim is simply not ever going to charge?
She declined charges.
Well, at this point, but do you think the public pressure might turn this in a different direction or not?
Has it ever?
No.
That's a good point. Okay. I can't argue with that.
You wonder why the legislature is thinking about,
prosecutor.
On. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
All right. All right, you've convinced me. Let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
First of all, we have to acknowledge that Fred Bottenheimer is off on vacation in Breckenridge.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Good for him. Does he ever take off?
No.
Not very often.
Okay. Jane, he bought bibs. He's going skiing, and he's not a skier.
Oh.
We're praying for his soul.
Wait a minute, this is his first time?
He's
been before, enough to determine he's not a skier.
Here's what I was thinking about this morning.
Then why does he need the bibs?
For snowshoeing. Sue. We think that's what he's going to do.
I think we're all going to be in agreement because, Abby, we were all there the same night. Let me think about it. This is what I thought about this morning at 4:45 in the morning. I'm texting Fred as he goes, what are you doing up? I'm like, I don't know. I'm up this hour.
And he's like, leave me alone.
Well, he might have been. But I was just saying, hey, have a good trip. Try to enjoy it. And then I thought to myself, this is the guy when we showed up at the roller skating rink that would not lace up roller skates.
No,
we were all
not.
Out there. He sat there. And he was supervising that night.
Yes.
I don't think he put skis on.
No, he won't.
But he has bibs.
He has bibs.
Yeah. I love that.
And he threw in the fact that he might snowshoe,
okay.
Which I've never done, which I think would be perfect for him.
Well, Sue, you will love this. My son, for his birthday, he wants goggles for his German Shepherd so that the German Shepherd can run along with him when
awesome.
He skis.
I love that so much.
Is that great? So there, yeah. He lives in Denver.
That's
oh, no question.
Yeah, okay.
His dog will go bonanza if he can run on like the hill while they ski.
I love this so much.
Yeah, I'll get you pictures, I promise.
Okay, that would be great. On this day in history, 147 years ago, that's in 1876, Albert Spaulding and his brother took their combined savings of $800 and started a sporting goods company. Spaulding, of course.
Nice.
And Spaulding ended up manufacturing the first official baseball, tennis ball, basketball, golf ball, and football.
Wow.
Did you know any of that? That's pretty impressive, isn't it? Spaulding, 147 years ago today. And 60.
They're still like a big player, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. I recognize the name immediately, which is not normal for me.
Well, that's right. That's true. That is a good litmus test.
Yes. And 64 years ago, in 1959, was when Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper passed away in the plane crash in Mason City, Iowa. I would have played The Day the Music Died, but I really don't love that song.
Oh, so. I do.
I know. Everybody loves it except for me.
And it is a sad day.
It is. That was 64 years ago today. Now, one of the first things I saw this morning, where is that one, Mark?
Well, this is Mark Cox sending a picture that is over Manchester, he says.
What? That could be anywhere.
Well, I know, but he took the picture.
Oh, he took it?
He took it.
Okay.
I'm saying that. Yeah, no, I think that's where he is.
All right,
I think
Mark
if we
Cox.
Look outside right now, we're going to see. If you look up in the sky, you're going to see this
thing. I really don't. Well, you could try. I saw a video this morning. Okay, it was of, and I'll have you look it up. I can play it for you if you'd like. But it's a high school basketball game in North Dakota. And at halftime, they do one of those contests where they send up a kid. And, and the kids have been dying to get into this contest. And here's what it is. You have to shoot a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, and then a half-court shot all within 25 seconds. Mm-hmm. So they send out a middle schooler. He's in seventh grade. And apparently, since, you know, when you try to get in this thing, you have to compete. So all the kids have been trying out at home, you know, just trying to work on it, work on it.
What else, you know, that's a dream.
It's 25 seconds or less. And if you win, you get 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
So this kid gets up there and his name is JJ. And he does the first three shots. And the place is starting to get quiet. They're like, oh, my gosh, this kid could.
Might do it.
When he hits that free throw, everybody's like, oh. And then you hear like a smattering. That kid walks to the half court and doesn't have much time, just throws that
Cuts
basketball
it.
Like a baseball, and it goes in.
Yeah.
10
Isn't
grand.
That great?
It is
oh
one of
goodness.
The most fun videos
and
to watch.
Just went
they went
bonza.
Nuts.
Yeah.
So
love
good
it.
For him, the
totally
seventh grader,
JJ
Franks, at that half court shot at 10 grand. And of course, his mother, he was asking if he could keep just a couple $100 to spend on something he wanted to, because mom's like, we're saving that for your college fund.
Right. He has a lot of new friends, I bet.
Yeah, you know that's the truth. It's supposed to be really cold in New England this weekend. We're supposed to make it to 50 to 58 degrees here on Sunday.
They're getting our cold.
Exactly. Whatever is here today, I think it's the polar vortex, is moving off to the east.
True.
And parts of northern Maine could see a wind chill of 60 below this weekend.
Wow.
So, you know what? Our 27 doesn't look that bad when you consider it.
Absolutely.
Polar vortex headed that way. Now, the big story of the weekend, well, I don't know if it is the big story, but
the big story of the weekend is the spy balloon. But yeah, there's got to be another story.
NFL Pro Bowl games are Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and people are actually going to watch it again because it's now tag. Or I'm sorry, is it tag? Yeah.
Flag.
Why do I keep saying tag
I'm
instead
not sure,
of flag?
But that could be fun too.
Yeah. So they're going to see if you can watch it. But what they're doing is rolling it in with a skill competition. The longest tee shot, we discussed that
I watched
ad
it last
nauseum
night.
Earlier.
They did the longest drive. I was watching some of it last night. It was a lot of fun. So
was
I think they're doing stuff that's really, yeah, they went to a golf course in Arizona. So they didn't do it at the football stadium. They went to a golf course and they actually, you know, measured the drives. It was interesting and fun. They're having fun with it. I love it.
I think that's
that
a really,
good.
It's a stroke of genius.
I'll
to
watch
try
the
to get
flag football game
it.
Because, I mean, you've been watching a flag football game. They haven't been hitting each other. This, I think they will actually compete. These guys are competitors. They're going to compete.
Yeah.
The only reason they don't compete normally is because they don't want to get hurt. And I get
Absolutely.
It.
Exactly. And one of the other things they're doing is a dodgeball event.
I love dodgeball.
So, I mean, this should be highly entertaining.
I was watching some of that last night. They may be having different levels of that.
Okay.
Dodgeball is underrated.
I agree.
Just saying.
I agree.
The war on dodgeball is
bad. We do have a guest on the line that I have to get to on the balloon thing, so I might have to cut you a little short, and I apologize. Do you have one more?
Go ahead. Oh, I thought you were going to
do
that
now. Well, let's just see. We have Congresswoman Ann Wagner, who is chiming in because she's not very happy about this situation right now. So let's, hi, Ann, are you there? Let's see.
Oh, you cut off a congressman?
There we go. No, we didn't press the button. There you go. Ann, are you there?
Yeah. I'm here. I'm driving home. I'm listening to your coverage. My phone's blowing up with pictures of this balloon. It's flying across Missouri right now.
Yeah.
As we speak.
It's at the arch.
I can't say it. I'm so angry. I mean, we knew about this balloon, Mark and Sue and crew, when it was over the Aleutian Islands, which is, you know, just right off of Alaska. And it could have easily been shot down. Over water, okay? We should never have been allowed to enter the U.S. airspace. I just can't believe how allowing it to traverse our country without shooting it down, without taking it down properly and safely is provocative. It shows American weakness. And you know what I want? I'm also angry that Blinken, our Secretary of State, isn't going to China next week now. I want him to go. I want him to take the shot down balloon back with him.
Right.
Give it to the Chinese and say, don't you do this crap again. I mean, this is insanity. Do you think that any other sovereign country would allow this to happen?
Did the administration, this is Jane. How you doing, Congresswoman?
I'm sorry, Jane. I'm just.
No, I get you. I'm kind of in agreement on this. I don't understand. Has the administration, you know, provided any sort of explanation why they won't just shoot it down or?
Well, you know, I mean, you heard earlier they acted like it was going to hit a kindergarten in Montana. I can't believe some of the militias didn't act, to be perfectly honest. But,
right, or some Missourians, right.
It's at 60,000 feet, so it's probably, you know, outside.
Too far.
Certainly one of our wonderful Super Hornets, or F-18s, that we make right here in St. Louis, Missouri, could have handled the situation. We have been in contact with the DOD. I'm not in D.C. We're all back in our districts now, and we're told we're going to have a briefing next week in a skiff. So, I mean, it's hard
to
know.
Yeah, I love
the
way. Let me stop you there, because I saw something in the headline. Hey, we're going to have a briefing next week. How about a briefing tonight, right?
Right.
Let's do it now.
I think there needs to be an explanation.
A huge explanation to the American people. And I'll tell you what, when I said briefing, I mean, like, I assume a classified briefing with members of Congress, especially high-ranking members like myself. I mean, I'm now the vice chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I'm losing my mind over this. I mean, it is the absolute duty of our country, Article 1 of the Convention on International Civil Aviation. I mean, it couldn't be more complete that we have exclusive sovereignty over our airspace above its territory, and this includes all land areas, territorial waters. I mean, who knows what the real story is behind this? And all I know is it's an absolute national security threat. It's an international embarrassment.
That it is. That's undeniable at this point.
It could have been dealt with. They should have shot it down when they saw it, like I said, at the Aleutian Islands and safely over the water, okay, if they were worried. I can't believe there's not a way to get this thing down. And as I said, Blinken can take it over there to President Xi and the Communist Party of China and hand it right back to them and tell them, you know, this should never and will never happen again. So. We'll
imagine
see.
If we had done that. Imagine if it were us. I mean, if we had taken one of our balloons or whatever we have and sent put it over China, they would have shot it down instantly because they wouldn't have even cared if it hit any, you know, civilians.
It would not have
below.
Been floating across their entire country like it has. It's given. I mean, a lot of people, and it's a pretty serious issue. And I'm getting pictures like you are, and people are like, "Wow!"
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us are kind of laughing about it because we're confused, but that doesn't really minimize the serious nature of what this is really about. And obviously, we don't think that there's some sort of, bioweapon in there, hopefully. But still, you can't help but maybe your mind's going to some of that stuff nefariously.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as soon as the balloon was detected, the U.S. government should have acted immediately to protect against the collection of any kind of sensitive information, any kind of surveillance that may be going on. We've got infrastructure that is set. You know, it probably flew over our Callaway nuclear plant here in the state of Missouri. We spend a lot of money funding the Department of Defense and the Pentagon. We give them the tools that they need, and by God, they ought to be acting on behalf of our sovereignty, our national security, and what's in our best interest. And as I said, I know I'll get a classified briefing on this, but the American people deserve more than a, it's fine, don't worry about it.
It was a mistake.
Pass overhead, you know.
This is the problem I have, is it's our airspace. Like, we wouldn't let an American person, I mean, if it had been me flying a drone, they would have knocked a drone down so fast out of airspace, and I'm a citizen.
It's true.
And this one puzzles me. I have to agree.
I'm just, like I said, I was listening to your coverage. I'm driving back home, and, you know, after a long week, and I'm thinking, I just truly can't believe this as I'm getting these images from the sky. My own kids are said to be pictures. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling to me. And then when I heard that the Secretary of State, you know, our reaction to this, not only was to not take it down, but to have our Secretary of State Blinken not go to China next week, heck no. You know, he ought to have wrapped it up with a big bow and given it right back to him and said, you know, never, ever again. So, anyway, that's my...
Well, I love that.
Thank you.
Keep us posted. Thanks for chiming in, Congressman.
If you hear something, let us know.
I know. It's
been... Oh, I will. believe me. And we have got the State of the Union next week, you know, on Tuesday night. This thing's probably still going to be floating around. Apparently, it can be moved or driven, so to speak, and directed. Who knows? If it'll
well,
be
something
done
is directing
Tuesday.
It. I mean, it's not just floating. It's moving. So somebody is directing it, and I doubt that it's us.
No, I would
do
doubt
you,
it.
Do you know? You know what? I don't know if you heard me, Ann. There was somebody that chimed in that seemed to have some military interest, and I had heard this a little bit referred to on Fox, I think, earlier, that maybe there's a possibility that the military, before it did reach our shores, that they somehow negated the electronics in it, and they feel like it's not a risk, and that they didn't want to blow it up because they don't want it to fall on people. I don't know. I'm just saying those are the couple of things.
Well,
I,
then if
I
they neutralized it, then I mean,
why not
how
blow
are,
it down then? Blow
well,
it up
and
then.
And then well then who's. Who's driving it?
I don't know.
Well, and not just that. I mean, this would come in terms of the U.S. government. This would come under the purview of NORAD, and you know, they say they're continuing to track and monitor it at this high altitude. But you know, I just don't know the answers to your questions, which are very valid questions, and ones that I have too, as someone who's got oversight over. These kinds of issues, who has provided appropriations and funding for our defense, our common defense and national security. And, you know, I want answers, and I don't just want them in a secure setting next week. I'd sure like for the American people to have, if they have neutralized it, why don't they say
to
that?
To say it, right.
You know, but no, we're just seem to be in a void of information and being told that our Secretary of State has canceled his trip. I don't think it's the proper reaction to this. So, but then I think it should have been taken out over water once we detected it, right outside of Alaska.
Well, you call and say, move your balloon or it's going down. You got 5 minutes. Well, I mean,
that's about. Right, exactly. This should not be complicated. And as I said, and what is worrisome to me, and it should be to the American people, is that weakness, American weakness, we've seen it, we saw when we pulled out of Afghanistan, we've seen it with China time and time again, we see it with Russia. I mean, that is serious, that is dangerous, and that is provocative. And when we don't act, the rest of the world is watching. So
I guess, you know, the Pentagon spokesman, I'm looking at the Washington Post coverage of this right now, Air Force Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, who gave one of the briefings earlier, said that this could be over our skies for a few days. That was one of the takeaways.
Well, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
This still could be flying around at the State of the Union next Tuesday. I don't know. I mean, this is insanity. There's got to be a way to safely take this thing down, send Blinken over to China next week with it, and I'd shove it right back in their face. How's that? That's about as cleaned up version I can give you.
I think I know where you're going with it, but I think absolutely. And Blinken did say we're confident that this is a Chinese surveillance balloon, so it's not a weather balloon. They know it's not a weather balloon. It's
so
a
surveillance
balloon.
They're just cataloging all of our assets,
right.
Like our bridges, railroads, our you know, our highways. And
they
our,
made it clear
new,
that it's a
nuclear
clear,
plant, nuclear
yeah.
bridge. We've got infrastructure.
Boeing.
I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, just so. Anyway, I just heard your coverage. I was incensed, and I will tell the listeners I did safely pull over before going on my tirade here.
No,
so.
I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. Keep on top of it, and we'll keep us posted. Okay, take care. So, yeah,
Thank you.
The coverage that I see, it's like Blinken says that he spoke with a Chinese Communist Party official to make it clear that the presence of the balloon in U.S. airspace is a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty and international law and an irresponsible act. But we're just going to let you kind of fly that thing all over the flyover state.
Acknowledging it's a surveillance doesn't make me feel better.
No, not at all. Wow, this is it's a crazy day, and I'm getting pictures from everyone here
this
afternoon.
The world is backwards.
I'm hearing West St. Louis County has pretty good views of the Chinese spy balloon this afternoon. We'll keep you updated. Hang in there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to kind of keep track of the balloon. Paul Hall is here to talk a little entertainment. We may have to interrupt every once in a while. How are you? You know, this Chinese spy balloon is like right over us right now here in Missouri. So if the line goes dead, that's what happened. Blame the Chinese, Paul.
It's insane, I'll tell you. I was thinking maybe everybody's looked, maybe Pennywise is on the ground holding a string to the balloon, or you know, I would have believed that the Patriots were playing the Chiefs soon, that Bill Belichick
was right. Yeah, that's a good point.
That would make sense.
You know what, though?
This is weird.
Here's what I'm being reminded of on Twitter, and I had forgotten about this, and I think we're all going to remember this. Do you remember, and this was, I had to look up Wikipedia for this, October of 2009, remember the Balloon Boy hoax that happened?
Yeah.
This was from Fort Collins,
yeah.
Colorado.
You
had these parents that claimed that their six-year-old kid was trapped inside this balloon.
And everybody was going crazy.
Yes. And they tracked it for 90 minutes, and then it lands in a field northeast of the airport in Denver, and the kid's not in there. He was in the attic the whole day.
And then goes on national television and says, oh, yeah, my parents told me to say that.
Right, that's right. Oh, my God.
Maybe that's why we're not shooting it down. There's some Chinese children in there.
I don't know, but it's as good an explanation as anything else we're getting.
I don't know.
What did you say? You wanted to start with the locksmith, right?
Yeah, let's start with the locksmith,
shall we? Hang on here.
Welcome to the world. We're going to get you back on your feet.
I just want to make things right with Beth and Lindsay. Frank.
Do you have anything you're really good at?
Not really.
What about picking locks? Mom told me you were the best.
There you go, Paul. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the locksmith.
That's Ving Rhames you hear there. Ving Rhames is, he kind of owns a locksmith store, and he's giving a second chance to Ryan Phillippe's character, Miller, who's just out of the prison system, and he's trying to start his life over again. See, he got thrown in by some interesting things that had happened, and his ex-wife, Kate Bosworth, who we've known from a million things over the years, she ends up on the vice squad that's now looking into things that may include police corruption around his conviction. It's quite a little movie that comes in at a quite tight 91 minutes, and it's on demand. I'm not going to say this is one. I think some limited theaters have it as well. It's on demand, and it's one of those movies that if you paid $3.99 for, you'll probably walk away going, "Yeah, it's all right." If you paid $10 for, I'm going to go, yeah, this is not worth your time. But 91 minutes to see a quick action movie with a plot that we've seen a million times over, you could do worse than The Locksmith. I'm just not a huge fan, but I did enjoy some of it.
So that's just on demand, right? Ryan Phillippe just doesn't seem to be in as much as I think everyone expected him to be in years ago, right?
I think we all expected him to be kind of what Ryan Gosling became, that kind of feature guy, but he just never got there. And same with Kate Bosworth, for that matter. I mean, she did a couple big action movies, and she was kind of the it girl for a little bit, but never quite got there as well. So these, you get a couple of them together and create a movie, and you got something.
See. Yeah.
All right, what else you got for us this weekend outside of watching the balloon cross the middle of the country, which is probably pretty good entertainment, free entertainment for people right now, even though it's scary?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Let's talk Dear Edward. You know I'm a big stan for Apple TV Plus stuff. Dear Edward is the story that's going to make you not necessarily feel so happy as you get out of episode one. It's the story of a 12-year-old boy who's the lone survivor of a plane crash. And in the first episode, we deal with all that leads up to that and everything, including those fateful final moments, including family members and everything like that. I don't know how this one's going to resonate with people because it's a tough tale to tell. You've got some people in here that you do like to see, people like Connie Britton and Taylor Schilling in some of the key roles. Colin O'Brien plays little Edward here, and it's decent. However, do you really want to spend time dealing with 10 episodes
trauma
of the comeback?
That sounds too sad to me. Right. Now, look, we need something more positive.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's out there. Shrinking's got a new episode this week there as well.
Good.
On Apple TV Plus. Hopefully you've seen it.
I have.
Well,
I really like it.
And I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to probably start it tonight, but let's talk about the biggest movie of the weekend. Come on.
Game's about to start.
Oh, there's Tom.
Oh, what a beautiful man.
I like Gronkowski.
We know, Trish. We've all read your Gronk erotica.
It's not erotica. It's fan fiction.
Okay. Did you actually see this film? 80 for Brady.
I have not had a chance to see it. And
people have said
and
it's
maybe
pretty good.
Really? I'm shocked by
come
that
on, Jane.
Seriously?
People.
No, she.
What do you mean, people?
Well,
Tom Brady.
I
love Brady's tweet yesterday was, now that I'm retired, I have time to go see 80s for Brady four separate times today. I thought that was pretty
was
good.
Adorable.
I'm sorry. I think these four ladies are hilarious, and I think them chasing the Super Bowl is fun. And it's based on a true story.
That's
I'm okay with it, and I'm not even a Brady lover.
I would go see it if you let me go with the four women involved, just simply to experience their knowledge and their wisdom.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're
great, Sally Field.
Immensely talented people. And I've
even
heard good
I
things about
rip
some of
them.
My
eyeballs out if I'm around Jane Fonda for any extended period of time.
But I mean,
come
it gets 64% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's not like not like Velma.
No, that's true.
I mean,
well,
nothing is
true.
That bad.
There's not much like Velma.
Is there like really a worse movie of all time? And is it in the running? It might be.
Well, that's a series,
it goes
though.
All
yeah
over.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes all over the map. I used to do a worst 10 list every year, and I kind of gave it up simply because it got
many
old to sit there and go, this movie stinks, and here's why. And it was kind of the same thing over and over again. But, I mean, movies in my day, things like Swept Away with Madonna was really awful. I still remember years ago I sat in a studio with Mark across the way from him, and I brought him a copy from Justin to Kelly, and he wouldn't take it home.
That's a true story, isn't it?
That's a true story.
We also, the other thing we did, and I can't find the damn thing, so we would, because my definition of the worst movie of all time, and I think it's been adjusted. I'd have to think of what it would, but the standard bearer for a while was Norbit with
Eddie Murphy.
So
it
I had
so
a copy
bad
of Norbit that I sent to, I sent that to you at one point, didn't I?
I bought another one for you.
Yeah,
I
you
know
sent
that
it back to me.
You
yes
guys, I saw that in the theater. It was so horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry for you.
Oh, we did too. Yeah, we yeah saw it. Believe me, we suffered through it. All right, you got anything else this weekend?
The other thing to mention is Black Panther: Wakanda Forever is now on Disney Plus, so you've got another platform to check out that movie and see what you got there. I like that a little. And if you haven't checked out Poker Face over on Peacock,
started it
episode
yeah
I think four.
I
that
like it.
That first episode, the way it ends, it just blow your mind. It's
yeah,
kind
I liked
of
it. I thought
amazing
it was pretty good. Jane and I were talking about off the air. I think there are different storylines once the first episode takes place. I thought it was decent. You know, it's good. Now, I would put it in the top tier, but you don't always need the top tier, right? It doesn't have to be artsy-fartsy as long as it's entertaining, and I think it does suit the bill. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
ComicGuy.com.
All right, we'll look for it. We'll look for the Chinese spy balloon as well. We got Frank Cusimano. This thing has been flying across Missouri. Congresswoman Wagner checked in with us. If you missed that conversation from about 20 minutes ago, you can use the Odyssey app. Use the rewind function.
Yeah. dependable traffic on 97.1 FM Talk.
We've got some volume out there. If you are leaving downtown right now, your best bet is 70 over 6440. Now, it's not bad on 64, but it has the usual volume from Kings Highway out through McCausland. And then out west, it's a slow go in pockets from N out through the 70 split. But 70 looks pretty good. That looks great out of downtown. 44 westbound is in good shape, too. Just a little bit slow at 270. Now, southbound 270 has some slow pockets, but that's all it is. And it stretches from just south of Page down through, it looks like, Gravois now. And we're a little bit busy. We had an incident reported northbound 55 near 270, so expect a delay there. But if you are headed into Illinois, things look fine downtown. 55, though, is a slow go, headed for the construction zone at Arsenal. We had an earlier issue there. It was a stall in the center lane, and that did not help matters. I'm Sue Thomas with traffic. It's 443 at 97.1. St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
I'm just looking at some of the Twitter activity out there, and they've even put a path, you know, Matt Chambers over at Channel 4 actually blasted this out on Twitter. They put a path of the balloon on AccuWeather, which shows that essentially it's going to be over St. Louis. I think if we see it right now, people are seeing it to the west, that it's going to be over St. Louis tonight and may go into the rest of the country and over back over the Atlantic Ocean by Saturday evening. So it's moving relatively quickly, I would say, across the country.
It's getting to do exactly what it wants to do.
Yeah, yep. Taking pictures of the entire country, essentially. Yes, Mr. Cusimano is coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mr. Cusimano is standing by. Let me just give a little bit more information because we're getting a lot of people that are chiming in on the Twitter and sending pictures because we are seeing the spy balloon that is over Missouri, at least drifting past Missouri. And the question is that we addressed on the roundtable earlier. We had Congressman Wagner join us as well. Why are we not shooting it down? Senior defense officials said, why not shoot it down? We have to do the risk reward here. So the first question is, does it pose a threat, a physical kinetic threat to individuals in the U.S. in the homeland? Our assessment, it does not. Does it pose a threat to civilian aviation? Our assessment, it does not. Does it pose a significantly enhanced threat to the intelligence side? Our best assessment right now is that it does not. So given that profile, we assess the risk of downing it, or even the probability is low, a sparsely populated area of the debris falling and hurting someone or damaging property, that it wasn't worth it. And they say basically this isn't like Top Gun where it just explodes and doesn't go anywhere. It's large and it's metal. It would put hundreds of Americans at risk. So there's the answers that we're getting right now. The president was briefed today. The military advised him to not shoot it down. The Gang of Eight is supposed to get a briefing next week. My question is, why not tonight? Let's get a briefing tonight.
Hello, and it's been over water. Just take it out.
It's very confusing. Anyway, Frank Cusimano from Channel 5 is here to talk a little sports on this Friday afternoon as we head into the weekend. How are you? Any balloon sightings yourself, Frank?
I have not seen anybody, but thank you for asking.
Just try to keep you safe, Frank.
I've been focusing on balloons. What do you want to start with this afternoon? You got anything special on Sports Plus? We can even do that.
We got a couple things. First of all, the best atmosphere maybe of the winter is going to happen in about an hour and 10 minutes at Shavitz. It's a Billiken Blizzard. It's white out. The game is completely sold out. And Shavitz, when it's sold out, is really, really good. Billikens have a big game against VCU. The winner of this game will be in sole possession of first place. SLU coming off a disappointing loss at Fordham, but they've won six out of their last seven. And, you know, they still have those NCAA tournament aspirations. So we'll see what happens tonight. But a great atmosphere tonight.
Great atmosphere for Mizzou the other night. They hadn't beaten LSU in a long time.
Yeah, it's fun.
They only won by 10. That game was never really that close. I think I would have liked to have seen them, you know, win by a little bit more. And they're kind of rolling right now, too. They have another home game, don't they, Frank?
They're actually in Starkville to face Mississippi State, who, after winning their first, I think, 9 games, is now 2-7 in the SEC. So it's one of these games, like, it's really tough to win on the road in the SEC. This is one you can steal. And, Mark, that game the other night, at least the first, like, 20 minutes was, like, basketball perfection.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they had 26 assists on 33 field goals. That tells me what we've all kind of, you know, we can see with our eyes. It's one of the most unselfish basketball teams I've ever seen. Rick Majerus used to use this phrase, the hockey assist. Well, you don't get credit for an assist, but it's that extra pass, the one right before the assist, that makes it happen. And they just got these 22- to 24-year-olds, 1,000-point scores. All they want to do is make their teammates better.
That's a stat that really I hadn't focused in on. I want you to kind of explain that because of these kids, they're veterans. They've played for other teams, some of them for Cleveland State, for Coach Gates, Isaiah Mosley at Missouri State. But these are a good group of these kids have all scored over 1,000 career points, which is incredible.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I think when you've got your 1,000 points and you haven't played in the NCAA and a coach says, hey, look, if you make that extra pass, we got a bunch of guys who could knock down shots. So that extra pass, somebody is going to be open. And, you know, I think they're 9th in the country in assists. They're 9th in the country in scoring, and I think they're 11th in assists. You're throwing 5-6 guys out there that all can dribble, all can pass, and all can knock down threes. Now, the only problem is they're going to get killed on the board some games. But if they're shooting like this, it won't matter. They're going to win the game.
All right, we're getting closer here to probably losing some Blues players at the trade deadline, right?
We are, and, you know, the deadline is the 3rd of March. Normally, the deadline, the trades are made on the 3rd of March. But if they come out of this, you know, extended 11-day break, limping, you know, just limping out of the gate, then I don't see the point in waiting around. Move them now. Doug Armstrong never wants to use the word rebuild, but everybody would admit he's going to have to retool, and you retool by trading Tarasenko for sure, Barbashev for sure, and likely Ryan O'Reilly, unless he accepts a really, really team-friendly contract.
But are these things, like in baseball, I don't follow the hockey trade down as much, that usually do push toward the end of that deadline, though, just because people are trying to get the best deal?
Normally that is the case, but if it's a foregone conclusion, why wait? And if I'm a team that, you know, wants to get better right away, why do I wait up, you know, a whole month without picking up a quality player? And it's not like Tarasenko and Barbashev aren't quality players. I kind of wonder about Tarasenko's mindset and what he's playing for now. Clearly he's out the window.
All right, what's up on Sports Plus on Sunday?
Okay, live in studio, two of the most charismatic Blues players of all time, Kelly Chase and Tony Twist. And unfortunately, I'll be in the middle of them. So if they get mad, I'm going to be in trouble.
That's going to be awesome. Does Tony Twist, he doesn't live here, does he still? Or does he?
He does. And
oh,
he has a successful business, too. And then Kelly Chase has a cannabis company along with Brett Hall, and he's done well with that. So they're two tough guys who've done well after their careers have ended.
Yeah, I was aware of Kelly Chase. He's probably having a pretty good day today because it's the first day of recreational marijuana. So something tells me that his business is booming on this Friday afternoon. All right, Frank, thank you so much. You have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday after all this basketball. Watching a little bit of the I was watching some of the skills competition for the Pro Bowl. It was some fun stuff. They did the long drive. We'll see the flag football game. I have more interest in the Pro Bowl than I have in years. I think they're making the right moves here.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll see you. Talk Monday. Don't have any more answers about the Chinese spy balloon except to say that they haven't shot it down. It's making its way across the country. A lot of people are upset about it. Congressman Wagner is not happy about it. You have probably more questions at this point than answers, and people are saying, how is this happening? And then you got people
thinking,
if this
is so innocent, then why would they even do it? If it's not providing any benefit, why would they even do it?
That's another good question.
To test this administration.
I guess. But, I mean, either way, it's proved, you know, I mean, that's the whole point.
Well,
yeah. Very bizarre.
It I'd love... Well,
get out of my airspace.
Maybe we're going to find out answers, but there are all kinds of things because the whole day, I think, just started as a joke. Uh-huh, there's a weather balloon that's floating across the country, and then people start thinking about the implications, and it can be quite dangerous. Thank you, Jane, for coming in on this Friday. It was a great roundtable. You can use the rewind function. Go back to 3 o'clock and hear that. We will talk next Friday. Have a great week.
You got it.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.